This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm going to give some advice 101 about like what men should be writing to women.
Who's it from?
My ex-boyfriend. I can't even write him back.
Jamie.
I need a big hug and a kiss. I haven't had a kiss in 8 years. How pathetic is that? But I've just really been focusing on being a dad.
BJ.
Oh, so he sent it to the wrong person.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you meant? Wow. Is that what you meant? Like big dummy?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:59. Good morning and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver. Alice 105.9 on your Odyssey app. You can take us wherever you go. Download the Odyssey app or your smartphone. 26 degrees right now on a Tuesday, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Man, oh man. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to eat all this food on Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry I'm sneezing and coughing on you this morning.
You are hacking up a lung. I'm a little worried about you.
I know. I'm a little congested, just to say the least. I've been hurling all over this place this morning. All right, we're all good. We're all good. Good morning, Fidel.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I feel good this morning.
Hey, you two yahoos. You guys are World Cup fans, right?
I wanted to watch yesterday's, but I actually missed most of it.
Yeah, I was kind of watching it in the gym, but kind of not.
What? Wait a minute. Last week, you guys were preaching to me that I was a naysayer when it comes to the World Cup, that I'm not a big fan. You guys are locked into it.
Well, they ended up tying. I know the score. They ended up tying Wales.
No. There's a breaking story this morning.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, the largest upset ever in World Cup history.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It just occurred.
Argentina lost, right?
Argentina got beat by Saudi Arabia.
That's a big
deal.
The
Saudis.
Yeah, Argentina is supposed to be one of the best countries in the world when it comes to soccer.
The pinnacle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got their butts kicked this morning.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That's crazy.
Thanks.
You World Cup fans. You're so in the loop.
Maybe you should do a report every morning for us.
That's a big deal, I guess, with the World Cup. Now, I don't know anything about soccer. I tried to watch part of it. When was it? Sunday? No. Yesterday. They played yesterday, right? USA played yesterday. I'm lying on the couch, not feeling good. I'm watching part of the game, and man, I got to tell you, they just go back and forth.
Yeah, to me it's pretty boring.
Nothing ever happens. I mean, when you in a game, you've been playing for 90 minutes, and it's 1-1. I'm sorry. That's a tune-out factor
for
me.
And the goals are huge. Come on.
You got one job. Kick the ball in the net, okay? Not that hard. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westford Magazine. Just maybe.
God, that's so funny you said that, because last night I was at a restaurant, and it was staggered, you know, like a stage, kind of a pair of tables, and then we were down below.
Right.
And this girl, she was up above us, and she kind of peeked through the railing, and she goes, I feel like I know you. I feel like I've seen you somewhere. And I said, I don't know. And she goes, do you go, what's that Parker bar, that the trail, whatever it is. I don't know what it's called. But it's a bar in Parker everybody goes to. Anyway, she goes, do you go there? And I'm like, no, because obviously I can't remember the name of it. And I go, oh, Tailgate, yeah.
That's it.
She goes, do you go to Tailgate a lot? I was like, no. She goes, gosh, it's really bugging me. And then my girlfriend leans over and goes, tell her you're in Westworth.
I bet you that's what it's from, though.
I thought you were going to say that she put it together.
No.
And it said, oh my God, Westworth Magazine. That's where I saw it. Now, look, it's a running joke, folks, okay? It's no one bragging. It's
no,
just
it's
that
just
we
funny.
Never get any recognition
exactly.
in the last 12 years on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, our picture. Now, in the article itself in Westworth Magazine, they don't really talk about Jamie and I very much at all. They kind of just, it's all about the radio station.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they used our picture. So it appears that it's us
right.
that is the driving force around here.
Which
we are.
Like, why would you take that away from us?
Which we are. I don't want to sound like we're bragging or anything.
I thought that was so funny because I forgot about the Westward, and then my girlfriend leans over and goes, "Tell her you're in the Westward."
That's hilarious.
That's where she saw you.
I think that phrase will catch on.
I just keep using it
for the next year.
Oh my God.
You might have seen us in Westward Magazine.
Yeah, or the next 3 years.
Yeah. I'll never stop.
Right? Yai.
You can do Yai for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
20 years.
You can do that one. All right. We need a catchphrase.
It is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Are you all set up and ready to go? I knew the answer.
That's a good one.
I knew the answer.
So you
haven't booked your trip?
I'm doing it today.
You are?
Yeah.
Aren't you meeting somebody? Isn't somebody depending on you showing up?
Yeah, not only my sister, my nephew, my niece, and then their kids, but then somebody else.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, pecker wrecker.
Oh, there's no pecker wrecker. That's somebody that has braces on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I knew I'd heard that term before, but I didn't know exactly where that went.
No, that didn't go there.
All right, so you've yet to book.
No, I haven't booked anything.
Have you even looked at the... I don't know why I bring this
why
up.
Why are you asking
I don't
me?
Know. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
Just
no.
forget it. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care anymore.
The only thing I'm worried about, if I'm worried about anything, is just the stupid rental car situation. Because it always in St. Louis is so bad.
Yeah. Is it still that way, though? Remember
it
back
always
in the,
is. Even before the pandemic, it's just a show.
Man, back in the pandemic,
oh
if you remember.
Oh, my God.
Wow. To get a rental car, we went to Hawaii. We had a rental car for a week, was it? I think a week, 7, 8, 9 days. And that thing was
$3,000.
For a car for 10 days, it was $3,000.
I mean, it got so bad that people were renting U-Hauls for $19 a day because that was the cheapest thing you could find.
Well, remember the surgeon in Texas? She totaled her car and they didn't have any loaners. And so she was in a U-Haul to the hospital.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I remember that.
And the insurance company paid for it. Whatever.
It
I mean, whatever
crazy.
It takes. Yeah, it was nuts.
Hey, Spadil.
What's up?
We got a bone to pick with you.
Why?
When we come back.
Okay.
Just you.
Just me just, being me?
Yeah, you being you.
Okay.
Yeah, you being you. And it's a little bit...
Sketchy.
Sketchy's a good word. I was going to say disrespectful in a way.
Disrespectful?
Shady.
Shady's definitely a good
shady,
word,
yeah.
too. Shady is a really good word. Shyster.
Low life scumster.
There's so many words we could use. All right, we'll get to you when we come back. And not in a mean way. We just want to point something out.
Okay.
Give him direction.
Yeah.
Take this as
a learning instruction. Moment.
Learning moment.
Learning. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And can I get a AA battery? My mouse isn't working.
Yeah, I'll go find one for you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning, a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. Big plans. Everybody's moving. Everybody's traveling, doing something, somewhere.
Am I running for governor? What was I running for?
You were running for governor, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So here's what I plan to do when I am elected governor.
Okay.
I'm going to move some stuff around, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm going to move your... So we have Halloween, very big, lots of planning, parties.
Yep.
We have Thanksgiving, pain in the butt family crap, right? Okay. And then we got Christmas, which is all about the kids. Well, it's just too much in 3 months, October, November, December. So what I'd like to do, now you can't move Jesus, right? So I'm not going to, I'm going to keep Jesus where he belongs.
That stays put, Christmas.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
Yeah, right. But I am going to move around, even though the pilgrims really have that date, I feel like we've been changing history so much lately that I can move it to May.
I'm not sure, November, especially the last Thursday in November was the actual day the pilgrims
yeah,
got
for sure.
I'm not even really right? sure on that. I know it was supposed to be cold.
Well, weren't they on the Mayflower? Move it to May.
May? Oh. Flower. Makes sense.
Mayflower, May. All right.
I just thought of that, but I love it.
I do agree with you. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas just go come too fast.
And it's so stressful.
And it's 2 months, not even three.
Truth.
If you think about it, because, I mean, it's November 1st,
yeah,
basically.
I get it now.
What you said.
I did. No, but I didn't think about it. Now it's even worse.
Oh, it's horrible.
You just made it worse.
It's horrible. Hey, Spindle, you got a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Well. I'm going to... I always come across as a little bit over the top, I guess.
Let me start.
So that's where I was headed. Maybe Jamie should explain it to you because it comes off a little softer.
Okay.
So yesterday... No, Friday. It was Friday. So Friday, he's in a separate studio, in case y'all don't know him. We have a big piece of glass, and we can see him, and we wave.
Hello.
Yeah. And so he has his own door. Well, I was getting ready to leave, and I always say goodbye to him, right? Because I'm a nice person. So I open up his door, and I say, hey, bud, I'm going to go. And then I go, oh, what's that? And it was a big box, and it was opened.
Oh.
And he goes, it didn't have a name on it.
It just said Alice 105.9.
No, it says morning show.
What?
On that one? I don't know if we're talking about the same box. There's another box.
The box I saw in the office, our new office, by the way.
No, that's a different box.
Is that a different box?
Yeah, that's a different story. Okay. Yeah, that
right.
one's different.
All right, that one says morning show.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But this one just, he goes, he got all nervous.
All right. All right.
And he goes, it didn't have a name on it. And I go, okay, what?
Like you caught him doing something.
Yeah. And I go, what is it? You know, like, hey, can I get in on the goods or whatever? And he's like, oh it's just doggy treats with CBD in it. And, and I said, oh, that's cool. And he goes, and like the really nervous, I was going to give BJ and Carson some.
Oh my God.
Well, then what happened? Because this is the first I've heard of doggy treats.
I took them all home.
Wait a minute. So you told Jamie that you're going to give us some doggy treats?
I wouldn't have asked because it would have been the whole weekend probably. And so that's what he had in his mind. It's like, it's going to be the weekend. She won't remember.
She'll never remember. Yeah. Come back in here and talk about it next week.
Right.
No, you're exactly right. All right. Now, what about the other box?
Well,
okay. Now, something else happened too.
So I wasn't privy to this one, but Carson was. And apparently we got, you could take this one.
All right. So I'm in here yesterday, obviously. And it's just me and Spadilla because we have to cut spots. And all of a sudden, he runs out. I was like, I got to go get something off the 10th floor. I was like, okay. He's like, I got to go run down to the front door and get something. Something got dropped off.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. And so he goes down and gets it, right? And it's from the Colorado Candy Company.
I love them.
We love them.
Me too.
Yeah.
But he comes back. He doesn't bring the box into the studio where we're cutting spots, right? He's like, oh, Carson, check this out. Like, we got all this candy. You want some? Whatever. No. 10 minutes go by. And I noticed that he comes in with a full bag of candy that he's eating. And he's like, oh my gosh, dude, we got so much candy.
Dude, it is a lot.
Doesn't offer me any.
Right, and didn't you say he went through the box and got all the good stuff?
Oh yeah. He jacked, he got all the good stuff.
I like
that
the hard candy they made.
Exactly.
So do I.
Exactly.
I come in this morning, I see the box in the office, right? And it says morning show, and it's got some candy, not very much left. But I see it. I come in, I go, Spadil, I said, where did the candy box come from? He goes, man, the peanut brittle is awesome. He ate all the peanut brittle.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he left you some licorice.
Oh, yay.
There's some ribbon candy in there, too.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the deal, Schmidl. When a box comes in from, you know, somebody out there that wants to send us some goodies, uh-huh. And by the way, if you want to send us goodies, we're all for it, okay?
Well, but here's the thing. There's two things. First of all, the people that sent the CBD dog treats.
Susie's CBD treats.
Right. We usually take a picture and post it. That didn't happen because you were stealing it. And then the Colorado Candy Company, we usually take a picture for them mm-hmm. and post it. But we can do that because you ate it all.
Yeah, we give them a little promotion.
Well, good. I was hungry.
Let me give you an example, okay? Remember last week when Shady Rays sent all those sunglasses here?
Uh-huh.
What was the first thing I did? We had five pairs of sunglasses. I made sure that you and Carson got the choice of the five.
Did
I not, Jamie?
Yeah. You did.
Jamie and I waited back and said, you know what? We'll just take what's left over. You guys pick out what you want. That's the way you do it.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
You share the goodies.
You always share.
Well, Lucy has that liver problem, so I thought that the CBD treats were perfect for that.
Well, I think it's just allowing others to have the opportunity to participate.
We didn't even
in
know
the
about the treats.
And so what my thought is, here's where why we're talking about this. How many boxes have we not seen?
Oh, thousands. Thousands.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yippee skippy, it's almost time for turkey.
Yeah.
And rolls. And the other thing is, I saw this and I really like it. I'm guessing, you're a mixed together guy.
What do you mean?
You don't mind if your food touches?
No, not really. Oh. I think you've kind of misjudged me on this one. Yeah, I think you might have.
Really? This is kind of shocking to me.
There are certain things that I don't mind if it touches, but then there are certain things I don't want to touch. Okay, so I'm a little in the middle.
For example?
I don't mind the green bean casserole touching my mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I don't mind that. But I don't want the gravy on my green bean casserole, okay? Yeah. I don't want that. That's a little...
Yeah, some people stir in the mashed potatoes with all their crap.
Oh, no. Ugh. You can't do that.
Shepherd's pie.
I've seen, like, mashed potatoes. They'll throw in gravy. Then they'll put in peas and just mix it all up, and it looks like dog food.
Yep, exactly. It all has to... And I don't even like gravy. I just want mashed potatoes with salt.
I'm with you.
Yummy.
Yeah, I don't like gravy either.
Yeah, it's just so much better.
I'm with you.
All right, anyway, let's see here. We have a lot to talk about. Yesterday, I was out with my friends, and I don't know why I thought about it, but I go, hey, does anybody know what happened with the Chrisleys? Todd Chrisley is this guy that has three TV shows on the air right now. Let's see here. It says that, what does he have? He has Chrisley Knows Best. Here it is. He has Growing Up Chrisley, and then he was going to have Love Limo.
Holy cow.
Chrisley Knows Best was debuted in 2014 and aired for 9 seasons. It's been axed. Also, the spinoff show Growing Up Chrisley, which follows their kids Chase and Savannah, has been let go. She dated a professional hockey player for a while. I forgot who he was. But anyway, and then he was supposed to host a dating show called Love Limo, and that's been canceled.
Man.
Now, he's the guy that last week we couldn't get the audio, and I said, BJ, this guy has like 5 kids, but he definitely, he's the liker of the men. And then we tried to find the audio. Remember, it was a whole mess.
Yeah, it was a whole mess.
Yeah. And then you said, like, well, that's kind of rude. You can't just tell by how they speak. Well, let me just play this for you.
This is what you got to do to make Link sauce.
That's not him.
You gotta grab this, and when he gets however long you want it, about like that, 3 or 4 inches.
Just grab it with 2 hands. You got it.
So far, no time. So far, still no time.
It looks like a penis.
That's good. You got to break it out.
Oh, break it out.
Where did it break it out?
Right there. You got to hold it.
I'm literally burning up with sweat.
So I feel like you didn't really get to judge there because every family member was in it, but him for 1 second.
Yeah.
Can you find that piece of audio where it's just him, please?
And what I heard, no, I don't hear it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, we had this problem last week. I'll find something. Oh, my God.
Maybe he never talks on the show. Let me say this real quick here. 3 weeks ago, I couldn't tell you who this guy was.
Right.
I couldn't tell you anything about the shows. Jamie watches the shows. Is it on Bravo?
No.
No, it's something else?
Yeah, like A&E or something.
But you watch, you've talked about it during Tabloid Trash, all kinds of stuff like that. But I couldn't tell you. All of a sudden, this story now has transcended what it was. It's no longer just a reality show story. This is fraud.
Yeah.
This is a couple who has all these TV shows, and they pulled a fraud job of $30 million and got sentenced over the weekend. They've got children, and they're going off to prison for 7 and 12 years.
It's really shocking. I mean, he had a talk show for a while, too. They moved to Nashville because I forgot which network was going to do it. But they gave him a talk show. It didn't work out. It was a little rough. But then they came back and gave him the other shows because he's kind of lovable. And his mom's lovable and all that stuff. He does hang out with a guy from Rascal Flatts a lot. They're best friends. And that makes me suspect. We were talking about it last night at dinner.
We were
like, do you think they're hooking up? Anyway, so I have the news story about what actually went down, and I'll play it for you now. Oh God.
Oh no.
What was that?
Oh, I just spilled my coffee.
Again? Oh my, PJ.
It's all over the place. Grab some napkins.
Oh my God, do we need to take a break? And
I just pulled my headphones out.
Listen.
Oh, hang on a second.
You're going to be electrocuted.
I know.
Be careful.
Oh, ooh. My God. How do you...
All right, hang on a second.
How do you, like...
All right,
it happens, like, every week.
I'm a klutz.
But remember,
I've always been a klutz. I mean, look at me. I've got scars on my head. I'm beaten up, Jamie.
I know, and you have I've got a
big bruise across my lip.
BJ has a busted lip, a cut over his eye, like he's a freaking boxer.
Yeah.
Because he was beat up by a four-year-old.
Yeah. And I stubbed my toe.
God, you are just... All right, can you just play the thing?
All right.
Todd and Julie Chrisley get their sentences following the couple's tax evasion and fraud convictions.
What we will not do is we will not break, because God didn't bring us this far to drop us off.
Todd sentenced to 12 years in prison. His wife, Julie, 9 years in prison. And both were given 16 months probation. Back in June, prosecutors said the reality stars engaged in extensive bank fraud and hid their wealth, all while flaunting their super lavish lifestyle on TV.
We signed up for a show that has entertained millions and millions and millions of people. But what we didn't sign up for is to be lied on.
At the same time, though, there have been reports of you having said, just fix it, fix these documents. Fortify these documents.
That's not true.
Well, this is quite a legal mess.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a mess. I hate when people do that, though. Here's a couple that's been busted. I mean, they literally are busted. Now they're sentenced 12 years in prison. And his first response is, God didn't bring us this far just to drop us off. Like, really? Dude. You stole millions of dollars.
Well, God told them to.
And they proved it.
Yeah.
This is not fake stuff. You did it.
And you know what's crazy about the internet? So their youngest son was in a horrific car accident last weekend. And he ran smack into the back of a truck without hitting his brakes. I mean, he just full speed on a freeway. It was at a dead stop and he just went right into it. Well, people are so mean. They started saying things like, oh, he's doing that so his parents don't have to go to prison, so they have to move the trial date and all that. It's like, this kid is in, like, critical condition. Maybe his mind was somewhere else because this is a lot for a little kid, you know, and he wasn't paying attention. Maybe go with that. And
so there were people out there that were saying this was intentional?
Oh, yeah.
In order to protect his parents?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That's going all out for your parents, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
So ram in the back of a truck.
The internet is like, it's just evil.
It is evil.
I know.
I feel bad for the kids. I really do.
I do too.
And I saw this morning where she's using the excuse that I guess she's adopted a 10-year-old girl.
That's Todd.
Do we know?
Yeah, that's Todd's son. Is the oldest son. He's like in his 30s. He's a mess. He's a drug addict.
Yeah.
And so they don't talk anymore, and they adopted his son, his daughter.
All right. Well, she's petitioned the judge to not send her to prison because she says the 10-year-old now is suicidal.
Well, it could be.
Could be.
You know, because
I'm not saying she's not. Right. I'm just saying that's the latest update.
I wonder what happens to the 10-year-old.
I don't know. Does she go back or she go to foster?
Does she go to other... The drug addict or dad?
Oh, because that's the next of...
Well, maybe there's other family members. I doubt if you go back to the drug addict dad if it's already taken away.
Right, but then the two kids are only like 21 and 23. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't either. The whole thing is just, it's sad for the kids, like you said. But for us...
they're ruined.
But for us that watched it, all we saw was Range Rovers and, you know, they did this and that. And I mean, the houses, they're beautiful. And now here it is. Like, oh, it was all a lie.
Came crashing down, man.
Yep.
Man, how far they fall.
Well, how do you live like that for that long?
I mean, you've got three fairly major TV shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're not, you know, gangbusters, I guess, but they're very successful, making a lot of money. And now you're going to spend the next 12 years in prison.
That's really crazy. All right. Well, anyway, the other thing everybody's talking about is Jay Leno. He came out of the hospital and, you know, his face looks pretty good. What looks bad, really bad, is his left hand.
Oh, his arm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be functionable later. It'll be interesting to see. Did it say if he has movement or?
I couldn't tell.
I know that they've done two grafts.
Right. I wonder if like the tendons and all that stuff.
He said he's going to make a full recovery, but.
Ooh, it looks bad. And it's like black.
Mm-hmm.
It looks horrible. But here's that news story.
Breaking news. We have just received the first photo of comedian Jay Leno since being admitted to the Grossman Burn Center earlier this month. As we reported earlier in the newscast, Leno has been released and will, in fact, be home in time for Thanksgiving. Leno suffered from burns to his face, chest, and hands after a garage fire at his home. He spent 10 days at the burn facility. Doctors say he is expected to make a full recovery. Leno has reportedly kept up his good spirits since he was admitted. He now says he looks forward to spending the holidays at home with his family.
So, you know, he's brave to just, like, he doesn't care. Guys don't care anyway. He's like, here's how I look right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Jay Leno,
vanity.
He seems to have a, you know, great attitude about it. I mean, it was an accident. It burned him pretty good, it looks like.
Yeah.
But
that left hand, woo, it looks scary. Somebody said, oh, BJ, you're getting slammed. Right?
Why?
BJ needs a lockable Contigo coffee container because he spills his coffee all the time. Yeah. It was a necessity with my toddler.
Yeah.
Somebody else says, why does BJ not have a sippy cup? That is brilliant. Oh, my God. I'm going to get you a sippy cup for Christmas.
I've got several.
Bring them.
I might bring them in.
Yeah. Let's get you some sippy cups.
That might save us.
Yeah, right? Let's see here. You need to get him a Yeti for Christmas. No, I like the sippy cup.
No, Yetis can still spill.
Yeah, and I'm going to get him the princess one with the two handles on
each
side.
Yeah. The sippy cup is so much cuter.
It really is.
Than
really.
A Yeti. I'm not a Yeti guy.
Oh, my God. Did I tell you this? I went into, I forget what the place is. There's a Yeti cooler. Was it Menards or something? Not Menards. That's in Southern Illinois. Murdoch's.
$800,
BJ, for a freaking cooler.
Oh, is it the one that you can put like a dead body in it?
No,
huge.
It's small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was small.
It wasn't even the big one?
No, it was taller and,
I've gone on their website and their prices are ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Look, I understand. The Yeti keeps things cold or hot, I guess. Either way, right? But $800 for a little cooler?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, on sale.
Give me an igloo.
Well, and then I was thinking this. I was like, there's a whole store dedicated to Yeti coolers in Cherry Creek.
How do they make money?
What is that rent like? How many coolers do you have to sell?
Oh, a lot.
To make rent. You know?
Unless the markup is unbelievable. Like, you know, maybe they pay $100 for it and sells it for $800. I don't know.
But, I mean, how many? So let's say a lease is $13,000 a month.
Maybe, that's cheap.
Yeah. Maybe. All right. So 20.
$20,000
a month. How many Yetis is that? I cannot do the math. But that is a lot.
That's about 28 Yetis. I can do the math on that.
All right. There you go. Tell the dread.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 28 degrees right now. It is a Tuesday, a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Something very serious that occurred over the weekend, and we want to touch on it and simply play this guy's story, simply because he, very compelling, because he's the one who stopped that scene that was going on down at Club Q in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, they said there were a couple of heroes.
Yeah.
And you know, and I do like that the police didn't try to say, like, hey, we went in there and we stopped it all. They're like, because of these people that took action, lives were saved.
Mm-hmm. They gave full credit to these two people. This guy is Richard Fierro, I think his name is. And he's a former military guy. But he is? I think so. Yeah. Spadilla, is that right?
Yeah, he was a major in the Army.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, and he even says report that his instincts kicked in from the military, I think, right? All right, so here we go. This is one of the guys of the two that were inside Club Q that took down the shooter on Saturday night.
Guy came in shooting, man. He came in shooting. He was shooting. I don't know what the hell he was shooting at. I smelled the cordite. I saw the flash. I dove, pushed my buddy down. I wasn't thinking. I just ran over there. Got him. I got to kill this guy. He's going to kill my kid. He's going to kill my wife. He ended up killing my daughter's boyfriend. I grabbed him by the back of his little cheap-ass armor thing, and I pulled him down. And then I started wailing on this dude. And I'm on top of him. I'm a big dude, man, and this guy was bigger. And I just kept wailing on him. And I told the kid in front of me, kick him in his head, keep kicking him in his head. I'm yelling 911, somebody call 911. The kid was either tired or I didn't even know if he was hurt. I still don't know what happened with him. But he slowed down and got kicking. And I'm beating this guy. This guy's trying to wiggle. He's trying to get his ammo, his guns. I hit him with the gun. His gun, not mine. I don't have no gun. I grabbed it and I hit him with it. I kept hitting him with it. That cop walked in when he saw me. He must have thought I was crazy. I'm not a hero. There's real heroes out there.
What an unbelievable reaction from this guy.
And you can hear the adrenaline even afterwards, yeah. You know? Wow, that's impressive.
What a hero, man. Yeah. And there was somebody else, too. Now, I don't know who the other person is, but they say there were two people inside the club. It had not been for them. This matter could have been a lot worse.
It must have been the guy he told to start kicking.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It must have been that guy.
Yeah,
wow.
Guess so. Wow,
that
what
is
a terrible.
Just, yeah, it was. And, you know, to hear, like, and not to make it about all of us and stuff, but you know how your friend is like, I don't know where my daughter is, and she's, you know, I'm gay, and she's like, and she goes to that place, and I don't know where she is right now, you know, and so you feel the fear of everybody, like, not knowing where their kids are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
And even though it's Colorado Springs, it's still so close to home for us all.
Oh, my God. Well, I was just in Colorado Springs yesterday.
It's right here in our backyard,
well, yeah, Michelle
man.
Works there
what
every day.
What a tragedy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even, sometimes I feel like Colorado Springs and Denver should just make
they
one.
They will one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
because
will.
There, I mean, I just drove down there, yeah. And it's literally
just
there.
And it's stone's throw.
It's growing. Have you been there in a while?
I've been through there. I do know that from 10 years ago till now, it takes a lot longer to drive through there on I-25.
Oh, it's huge.
Really expanded.
You should see this place. Yeah. It's insanity.
Now, I've not gotten off it and actually spent any time down there.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that it's grown.
Well, let me just tell you this. New Car Road is crazy.
Is that where you were hanging out?
New Car Road.
Did you go down there to that big, massive Toyota?
Oh, my God.
Is that place? I've heard it's unbelievable.
It's two stories. And not only that, but they have, like, I would say 12 setting areas, right? For people waiting for the cars to be done.
Yeah.
And they're all full. I walked in there. I'm like, am I in a mall?
What are we all waiting for right now?
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, yesterday I was telling Schmidel just outside of the door. I'm like, I'm done being an adult. Like, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It's so hard, BJ, being an adult. First of all that, I had the wrong paperwork. I drive that down there. I'm missing one thing. Well, then I have to show them on my phone.
Yeah.
The paperwork. My phone is dead. So nobody there has a Droid charger for me. Nobody.
Because everyone's got iPhones.
So I have to go to Walgreens, get a charger. This is all yesterday. Get a charger, set in the parking lot, and wait for my phone to get some charge in it.
Jamie, that's the beauty of marriage. You can pawn all that crap off onto somebody else.
I don't have a husband.
I'm just saying. I pawn all the adult stuff off.
So then I don't have a mail key, right? And I'm not blaming it on my son, but my son doesn't know what he did with it. So I go to the mailbox, got a lady, and I'm like, hi, I'd like to get a new mail key. And she's like, what happened to mail key? And I was like, I don't know. My son lost it. He went and got the mail, and he doesn't know what he did with it. And she's like, I need to see deed of house. And I was like, my deed of my house. Here's my water bill. Here's my electric bill. Here's a ton of mail right here with all my... No, I need deed. And I was like, when did you guys start needing a deed to a house?
Wait a minute. If she just opened up the mailbox, she could see all the mail in there that's addressed to your address.
Well, I have it!
Right there you are!
But then what do you do if you live in an apartment? You don't have a deed?
I have no idea.
You have a lease.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she was obviously from, like, Russia. So I said, well, I don't have that. Well, you need to get it. She said, here's what she said. You can go online right now and show me. Well, my phone now only has 5%. Because if you've ever charged your phone with a Walgreens charger, you know it takes like 3 days.
It takes forever.
Because it's an off-brand. Man,
you did have a bad day.
Oh, my God. So then you know what she says to me? I said, well, what can I do right now until I get the deed? She's like, well, I guess you can stop mail. And I'm like, wait a minute. I can stop mail to this strange address that, you know, you don't believe it's mine, but I can stop mail? Yes, that is how it works.
You can be a stranger and stop someone's mail.
You can just go in and I can stop your mail today.
That makes no sense.
No.
Listen, look.
She won't let you into your mailbox, which would prove that it's you and your address, but yet you could go to the post office and stop mail to that box.
I know!
Jamie, I'm just reiterating because I feel like it got lost in the...
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westward Magazine. Just saying. It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures out there. Oh, yesterday. Now, I don't know why I get so worked up over this, but it makes me angry. And I'm talking about the turkey pardon at the White House. I don't know why I get upset over that turkey pardon because I think it's so dumb.
But they've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Don't let it get to you.
The two turkeys, Chocolate and Chip.
Oh, God.
Okay, now you're starting to get angry.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah.
Now, based on their temperament and commitment to being productive members of society, I hereby pardon.
Oh, gee.
I hereby pardon. Yes. I hereby pardon Chocolate and Chip.
Chocolate and Chip.
That's the dumbest thing ever. And I'll bet you, those two turkeys are dead as of today. They never got pardoned.
You don't think so?
Did you see the birds? Big old plump birds. They look delicious.
Yeah, they are big.
Well, are they injected with stuff? I mean, do they feed them weird or something?
They're solid white. Yeah. They're beautiful, but I got a feeling they're on the table by now.
Did you see that the FDA just came out against, there's a company in town too that's part of it, of just recklessly shooting up all this stuff with the antibiotics?
No.
Oh. Yeah, just like... Hey, that one, oh, just shoot them up with all these, and it's one of the food processors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They were named in it, too.
I'd rather not, no.
Yeah. Right?
I'm going to enjoy my bird. Oh, by the way, big shout out to Redbird Farms.
Yes!
Redbird Farms came by here last Friday. Was it Friday?
Yes. Yeah.
Last Friday with boxes of turkeys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And those aren't injected.
No.
Those are just damn good.
They're good birds.
Yeah, they
are. I mean, they are the top-of-the-line birds.
You know what's funny?
What?
It's kind of like the Gucci of chicken or turkey. Right?
Yeah.
Because when I was walking through the hall, people are like, oh, you got a red bird. Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
No, you're exactly right. And Jamie and I, let me give you a secret on something.
Okay.
When free stuff, like a delicious Redbird Farms bird comes to the studio, what do? You give it to the bosses, man.
Oh, I saw you do that. I even told our other boss. So BJ's with his Redbird, his Gucci turkey. This is a true story, you guys. And so I'm sitting here with Kielbasa Man Mike. First, he says, "Hey, Kielbasa Man Mike, you want my Redbird Farms turkey?"
Yeah.
And Kielbasa is like, "No, I already have a turkey. I'm good. I'm fine." And then the bigger boss, the GM, comes in, mm-hmm. and you're like, "Hey, Micah, you want my Redbird Farms turkey?" And he's like, "No way, really, Peach?" He's like, "Sure, I already have one in the freezer."
Yeah. let me run that down to your car for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I mean, you talking about suck
oh
it
my
up,
God.
Folks?
And you
and
walk
no, and
out,
I admit it. I'm admitting it. You know what I was up to.
You walk out, and I look at Kielbasa Man Mike. I go, "What a kiss ass."
Yep.
I love it.
Worked like a charm, though.
Oh, it worked like, I mean, that's the best $75 I'll ever spend right there. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Because my Redbird Farms has bought me time, man.
I will tell you this. I'm chit-chatting with one of my friends because I was supposed to be talking to her on the way to Colorado Springs, but my phone died. And she goes, "Oh, that's why you never called me back." And so she, I invited her to go get the M-Face thing done, you know, where
yeah.
we're going to look amazing. And I said, "You should come with me, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "I'll call you and we'll talk about it on the way to Colorado Springs." She said, "I can't go tomorrow because I have 19 people coming over."
Oh, that's a bad day.
19?
You know, here's the thing. And in the past, I've done this, having maybe 8 or 9 people, not 19, okay? That is just torture on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've got to clean house for 2 or 3 days. You've got to prepare everything. You got to put out the decorations. That's not even counting all the time you're going to put into food and preparation.
Do you have 19 place settings?
I don't know.
Yeah, 19 seats for people?
Right, and the chargers and all that, you know. And she goes, "Trust me, I would really rather be sitting on someone else's couch and just bringing a green bean casserole."
You know, and here's the thing, though. A month out from Thanksgiving, it sounds great.
Right.
You know, it's in your head. It sounds like it's a blast. I want to entertain. I want to do this. But, man, when you get down to D-Day, it's like, okay, this is a lot of work.
Well, right, because today is Tuesday, so you probably pushed it a little bit. And now you're like, "Oh my God, it's Tuesday. I have to clean the entire house. I have to make sure the toilets are scrubbed." Like everything, you know, because it's that one commercial where we feel like people look at our baseboards.
Oh, and yeah. they totally do. According to every wife, they do. Because I have to get down on my knees and clean those baseboards.
Now, and on
I
the
only,
back
I
side.
I only clean the baseboards that are right in front of the toilet because that's when you have time to look. So, and they're right there in front of you. And so I'm like, always clean the baseboards in front of the toilet.
That's smart.
Because
that's
they really, smart. Yeah, and the floors.
And the other thing is that after the party's over, you still have a ton of work to do because now you got to do the cleanup. If you're having 19 people over, that means you've brought in tables, chairs, all kinds of stuff
yeah.
in order to entertain. And now you've got to clean up everything. I mean, you literally are swamped for a week.
Pilgrims suck.
Yeah, those pilgrims. Man, we don't sound so happy-go-lucky for Thanksgiving, do
we? I know, I'm sorry.
All right, never mind.
Yeah,
forget
sorry,
all that
yeah,
we just
yeah,
said.
Yeah, happy
everybody,
Thanksgiving.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
yes.
Gobble, gobble,
Jamie. Yeah. Tabloid trash next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
But you have to make a reservation. It's packed. Yeah, it's packed.
All right.
I was just, BJ loves oysters.
Love them.
Like, I mean, he loves them. So last night we went to a place called Blue Island Oyster Bar. A shout out to Ed Tanner, who's the assistant manager. He did not give me a deal, but still, he was very nice and accommodating. Anyway, so yeah, it's called Blue Island Oyster Bar, and they have $1 oysters, premium oysters on Mondays.
Are you sure? $1?
$1.
Man, that's a deal.
That is
there.
A good deal.
Ooh, yeah. Look at me.
That's why it's so packed. It's crazy. And we had a table of like 8 people, and the table was just full of oysters.
I'm going.
And then, so there were some teenagers at our table. One was named Jackson, but I'll change his name to Jackson. So Jackson decided with his oysters he wanted Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Oh, those are good, yeah.
The 14-year-old, I think it's 14 or 15, ordered 3 things of them because it was happy hour.
Yeah.
He ordered, not yeah. So after the Warren Miller movie, we get in my friend's car.
Yeah.
With Jackson.
Yeah.
He farted so much, I almost died.
Oh my God. I have never seen this coming.
I mean, this is.
Oh, out of the blue.
I couldn't even figure out. I didn't even know what was happening. I was like Agent Orange or something. I was dizzy. Yeah. My eyes were watering. Oh, I felt faint.
No. Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? You guys, what's happening?
I think Brussels sprouts and broccoli.
Blah. That is just nasty.
Not a good combo.
No. 14-year-old air is awful.
And once
they
do it,
yeah,
they laugh.
Oh, they do. Yeah, yeah. And then my friend thought it was funny to lock the window so I couldn't roll it down.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
that's right. Yeah, I was, what's that thing where you put the covers over it? You know, the baked oven or whatever? What's that called?
Dutch oven?
Yeah,
Dutch oven. I was Dutched ovened in a Range Rover.
Why do you get to have all the fun? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, well,
nothing like that happens to me.
Listen, you should meet Jackson because I can have it happen to you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not special.
I'm going to go, though, because I love oysters. Yeah, I like Papado's.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good restaurant, but it's hard to find a good oyster place.
Yeah, so you need, here, I'll give you the.
Blue Island.
Now, if I give you this.
What do you say?
It's the general manager's number.
Oh, let me see.
Assistant. Ed.
Don't lose it.
No. I'll be calling Ed.
Well, he won't give you a deal.
I mean, they're already $1 on
right.
Monday,
I
right?
mean, he won't give you a deal. He can't make any money. But he can get you a table, probably.
Well, if I throw in a 30-minute interview, maybe.
Right?
Blue oyster talk.
Oh, my God. Right? So a bunch of us went to the Warren Miller movie last night. And you guys, was it 3 out of 3 of you that didn't know who Warren Miller was?
I didn't know.
No, I think it was, I knew it. You knew it. It was just these two, I think.
Oh, Schmidl. So a Warren Miller movie, BJ, if I could put it, if you're not interested in it, it'd be like watching a movie for 2 hours about paintball.
Okay.
But it is extreme. It is so crazy. And most Coloradans, most of them, especially been here this long. How long you been here?
Oh, I'm a native.
22, 23 years.
Most of them know Warren Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not looked up Warren. I don't know him.
It's a lifestyle, man.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Anyway, so we watched the movie, and these people are crazy. They go, they're at the top of this pinnacle, right? Like, you think 14 or, no, this is a pinnacle. And they go on their skis or snowboard through a crack that's like 5 feet across, and they're going 100 miles per hour and hoping they make the chute. It is insanity.
Now, what exactly is the movie about, though? It's about
Colorado, Idaho. It's about everybody that skis and boards here.
Extreme snowboarding, skiing.
All that stuff. I mean, they're just...
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Good movie?
Well, you kind of feel like you could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I felt like I was like, I wonder if pizza slice will work down the chute.
No. I don't think so. See, the problem with that is, with skiing, is sometimes you feel like you can do it, and then you bite off too much.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're in a bad situation.
Before you know it, you're on a blue.
Exactly.
Blue, by the way, is intermediate.
Yeah. Or you've got rescue coming after you.
Yeah.
I've been taken down the hill a couple of times.
Have you really?
On the back of a, on the back of a snowmobile.
Oh, my God. The first time I tried snowboarding, I didn't realize it was that hard. And I'm at Squaw Peak, and I literally sat on the board and went 100 miles per hour down to the bottom just to get that off that mountain. I was so mad.
Skiing's a lot like scuba diving or something of that nature, that you can literally get into a situation where it's like, okay, whoa, what did I think I could do here? This is not good.
You just fly down the mountain and just pray. Yeah. Like, I got
to
get off.
Have you ever been like halfway down the mountain and think to yourself, if I can only get to the bottom.
Yeah, that's why I said on my board.
If I can only get to the bottom, I'll be fine.
I just, yes, because my thighs hurt so bad because I was doing, what is it, like, you know, leaf.
Feathering?
Yep.
I was doing the leaf, and so you go, not feathering.
That's what they call it, I thought, right? Isn't that where you go back and forth?
Anyway, I was doing the leaf like this, and so you're pulling up every muscle. And they started to just go into a frenzy because they're not used a lot.
And they were about to give out on you?
Yeah, and I was like, if a ski patrol guy comes by, I'm going to please take me down.
Yeah,
please,
you got to hit the ride.
Yes.
You do the old thumb out. Yeah, hey, take you down to the bottom.
But our friends at Spider, they were in there. There was a lot of products in these movies. So like Spider, K2, Never Summer, all that stuff. Never Summer's from here. But our Spider friends, our Spidey friends. They're from here, too.
Very cool.
All right. I know that you wouldn't love it. In fact,
I don't think
any of you would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it would be like watching Tanzania play in the World Cup.
Did you watch that yesterday?
Tanzania. I'm sitting on my couch going, I'm watching Tanzania kick around a soccer ball over in Qatar or somewhere.
Right?
No, what the hell's my problem?
We're saying it wrong.
What are we saying?
We're saying Qatar, and I heard Jeremy Hubbard say...
Qatar?
Yeah.
I think you can say it both ways.
The announcers were saying Qatar yesterday.
I don't know. He's world-traveled, so, you know, he always does those specials. I'm going to trust Jeremy Hubbard over ESPN.
Well, I watched some of the coverage yesterday, and they were saying it Qatar.
Mm-mm.
But I have heard Qatar.
It's Qatar. Mm-hmm.
I've heard
I think
too.
Qatar is when people are like all pompous about it. Like, oh, I've been to Qatar.
Wait, are they British?
Qatar. Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're not British.
Is it called feathering? Huh? Yeah. I know they call it feathering, right, Jamie? I've never been on a snowboard in my life, but I heard somebody feathering. All right. Anyway, speaking of things that, you know how I end up somehow about 5-10 minutes into it, I'm like, I'm watching Wheel of Fortune. And like your whatever you were watching.
Yeah. Tanzania.
Yeah, Tanzania. Because it's right after Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And then you're still sitting there like, oh, no, I don't watch this. This is for old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanzania was right after the U.S. played.
Oh.
So when it went off, I woke up because I took a nap. I woke up and Tanzania is playing soccer.
Did we win? No, we tied. Oh.
So 1-1.
It's not good.
So what happens?
We have to play England on Friday.
Aren't they really good?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I heard the British are from Qatar.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Qatar is completely different.
Oh, okay.
But we play on Friday, and if they don't win Friday, it's not looking good. But if they win on Friday, they can beat the UK, then we're looking better.
Because we haven't been in it for 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, eight long
ones. Yeah, it's been a dry spell.
Going back to... Oh, God, I... didn't get my full circle about Jeopardy. That Amy Schneider, if you ever watched Jeopardy, she is a writer from Oakland, California, and she won the 2022 Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. You guys, this girl, it's so crazy, smart people. Like, because the genre of topics, you know, and you're like, how did she know all of
that? Yeah, so vast.
Yeah. And she's the first, a trans contestant to qualify for the tournament. And she has a tattoo, and this is probably, I probably don't remember right. He asked her, what's the tattoo about? And it was about, like, something about Mickey Mouse that had a wiener and then it didn't. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was something like that.
Mickey Mouse.
Well, like, it was like a...
had a...
wiener or something.
But now he doesn't?
I don't... Will you look up her tattoo?
Do you go...
I'm looking it up.
Do you go to tattoo removal to get that taken off?
So it says, my tattoo is indeed of Ozma of Oz. For those who don't know, L. Frank Baum wrote many sequels to The Wizard of Oz, and in all of them, the ruler of Oz was Princess Ozma. She had been the rightful heir, but was kidnapped as a baby by a sorceress who enchanted her to become a boy.
See?
Jamie.
Well, I mean, it was an
There was no Mickey Mouse in that store. There was that. No. You weren't even close. Mickey Mouse had a wiener, and now it's gone. Can we just go? Can we go? Are you done?
That way.
I've had it with you.
It's interpretation.
Oh, all right, there Mickey you go. Mouse had a wiener.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're having this conversation off the air.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on the air with it, simply because there's a story out there of the Chrisleys. Now, I've never watched the show, but Jamie's a big fan of the show.
I'm not big.
Well, you're a fan of the show. What happened?
I just got...
Did I not tell you that this humidifier that you bought for the studio is a waste of money? You've been shocked four times in the last 15 minutes. That is a piece of crap. It does not work.
You know what? And I told you, I said, listen, I'm buying this gigantic humidifier, and I like literally like believed in it. I'm like, this is gonna change everything. And I got shocked over there. It was so loud that Carson actually asked me if I was okay. And then you go, see, it's all a scam. Yeah.
Look, when you literally reach down and touch the switch on the humidifier and get shocked,
yeah, it's bad.
That should tell you something. And now, okay, she was standing right next to it. She got shocked.
I feel like I've been bamboozled. Feel like in Colorado, I've been believing my entire life that I should have a humidifier to take away the shock stuff. And yeah. I just did a scientific experiment.
Yeah. You've been shocked four times in the past 15 minutes, so that thing's not working.
I think that you're right.
You're getting more shocked with that in here than when we didn't have it.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't know what's going on.
I feel like you're right about this, that it's all a lie.
Yes, it's all a lie. Speaking of which, all being a lie, let's go back to this TV show.
Okay.
Well, it's now canceled, I guess,
yeah,
right?
All three of them.
So the Chrisleys. That's a married couple. He is bisexual, right?
Well, no, we don't know that.
Well, there's a story this morning that shows his gay lover.
Well, I know, but he is a homosexual, but he's hiding in the damn walk-in closet, okay?
Okay.
All the way in.
So I'm not allowed to say that?
No, because he's not out, and that's offensive. Cancel culture.
But the headline says bisexual,
well,
husband.
He's not.
All right, forget that part of it, okay?
All right.
Because it's not that important, all right? Here's a guy and his wife.
It kind of is because it makes it more fun.
Will you make up your mind? Can I say it or not? Will you just stop?
Right.
Here's a couple that's got a TV show. In fact, two or three shows, okay? Very successful.
Since 2014.
But along the way, they have defrauded financial institutions to the tune of $30 million. And they've been caught. They live a lavish lifestyle on TV, and it all turns out to be fake.
Yeah,
right?
Bank fraud and tax evasion. And then my girlfriend told me that they added another one late. It was wire fraud.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Todd and Julie Chrisley get their sentences following the couple's tax evasion and fraud convictions.
What we will not do is we will not break, because God didn't bring us this far to drop us off.
Todd sentenced to 12 years in prison. His wife Julie, 9 years in prison.
Woo!
And both were given 16 months probation. Back in June, prosecutors said the reality stars engaged in extensive bank fraud and hid their wealth, all while flaunting their super lavish lifestyle on TV.
We signed up for a show that has entertained millions and millions and millions of people. But what we didn't sign up for is to be lied on.
At the same time, though, there have been reports of you having said, just fix it, fix these documents. Fortify these documents.
That's not true.
Well, this is quite the legal mess.
Yes.
All right, so you're saying that you think that they actually believe they did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I do. I think that some people tell themselves lies for so long, and they're like, oh, well, you know, that's fine. Or, oh, yeah, well, I think, yes, I believe in this disease.
It's called self-deception. You tell yourself a lie long enough that you actually believe it.
And it's a disease.
I don't know.
It's not their fault.
$30 million. You've got paperwork that it's all a fraud. It's counterfeit stuff, and you're turning it into the bank. You're lying about your wealth to get a loan, and you know you've done something.
But
you don't believe
in
that.
But do you believe that there's a condition that where people actually have it and they don't even know they have it? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think there is.
You
mean, I know what you mean, yeah. But I don't believe in that. And I'll give you my story real quick, okay? You remember the story of the University of Tennessee that I've always said I went to school there.
Yeah, and I think you do think you went there.
No. I know I did.
Oh, you
did. I know
okay.
I did.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, I don't have
right,
a student loan. I never went there.
You don't have that disease.
No. All right, but remember... I used to show up at the alumni parties down in Tampa, and then one year they voted me as the president, and I'd never gotten to school there.
Yeah.
And my whole fear was, oh my God, they're going to bust me one day. They're going to catch on, because I had this deflection I'd use, okay? When somebody would come up to me and ask me about a teacher on campus, I would just quickly go to, let me buy you a drink.
And
that stopped everything.
Right.
Oh, thank you. And then I would just move on. I'd float the room. You know what I mean?
No, but the difference is like when I first met you, you told me you went to Tennessee.
Well, I was lying to you too.
But it wasn't until Howie's like, he never went. I don't know why he does that. And I think after you tell the lie to yourself long enough, because I think when you throw on the orange, I think for a split second, you're like, I went there.
Yeah,
I went to Tennessee.
Something takes over your brain.
Yeah, and you think that you went there. For a split second, you have in your mind the campus, everything.
Because just talking to you, like in passing, before when I joined the show, I thought you went there.
Exactly.
I was fully convinced because you were all about Tennessee.
Right, see? And you lie.
Maybe I did go.
So here's one. Here's one that my son believes.
Maybe I just don't remember.
My son absolutely believes this, and he doesn't believe me that it never happened. Because it never happened.
What?
He said when he was 5 years old, we went to Big O Tires, and I left him in his car seat, and they raised the thing to go underneath it. And he was still in it. That never happened.
He just rolled up on that.
He said, yes, Mom, I was like 5 years old, and I was still in my car seat or the booster seat, and you had him lift me up on that thing, and you forgot I was in there, and they were working on the car. That never happened.
You are a terrible mom.
That never happened.
You are the worst.
It
I can't believe
happened.
You would leave a kid in a car seat.
He would never
up on what's it called? The jack of the whatever it's
the lift.
The lift. The lift. I can't believe
what
some mother you are. Oh my God, poor Ralphie. That kid should have been taken. Shut up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Text 51059, the word Swift, for your chance for tickets.
Oh, I think they know.
Hey, isn't Ticketmaster being looked into by the feds or something? Did I see that story? I think they're being investigated over the Taylor Swift show.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong. I just know it was a big Charlie Foxtrot, and I guess they're being investigated for some reason.
You know what concert I want to go to? And I'm sure you're going to call me a codger, and it's fine. I don't care.
What?
They're coming to Kansas City, and Kansas City's, see my finger is right over there. They're coming to Kansas City.
That's not Kansas City. That's the airport. That's DIA.
Okay, that way.
That way?
Yeah, that's Kansas City.
That's Lyman.
Anyway, it is Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. And they're coming to Kansas City. Yes, it codifies me, but I don't care. When I was a little girl, I used to play the, Glass Houses album. I had the 33 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a little microphone. And I knew every word to that album when I was so little. Yeah. Like, it was impressive.
Look, you know, everybody has their faves, okay?
When
you grew up, you're listening
to...
Yeah, go ahead. Fire a couple up.
Okay, what's the one? It goes, something like that.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
You nailed that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, when is the show?
I don't know. But the coach of the Chiefs accidentally let it slip. Nobody knew they were coming yet or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
tickets are already on sale.
I know,
people
but it was right before that.
Oh.
Yeah, and everybody went in a frenzy. Yeah, why are you, what's that look? Like, why are you like
that? I hate Billy Joel.
What?
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Oh.
I hate Billy Joel. Hate his music.
No.
I hate Piano Man.
No.
I hate all of it.
No! He's so talented.
And Stevie Nicks wouldn't give you a nickel for her
music. Oh, my
music.
God.
I wouldn't give you a nickel.
What the hell?
No, I'm more into like Dre and Snoop Dogg. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I vibe with.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sipping on gin and juice.
When I'm rocking, that's what I'm doing.
No, that is the only ticket that I really like. I mean, I like Taylor Swift, all that stuff. Boy, I will tell you this, though. At the American Music Awards, you guys, she needs to buy that thing on Amazon where it makes you hold your shoulders back. Because she does this thing where her posture is poor.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I saw her going up on stage to do that acceptance speech, which she went up there, what, three or four times,
yeah.
I guess. But she does. She has a slumpiness to her.
Yeah.
Slumpy. Hashtag slumpy twist. Or
and
Swift.
We're not saying anything bad about her, as all of you text the word Swift. Sorry.
No, but she does. There's a posture thing about her.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I'd change.
She can sure sing, though.
She sure can.
Oh, she can sing.
I think it was funny when our boss came in, and he was a verified fan.
I was not expecting that at
me
all.
Me either. I was like, don't tell anybody that.
He played it off
as
he was doing it for the
research.
Job.
Oh, it was research.
So
that
he could research and see how this ticket thing was going with Ticketmaster, but he didn't fool us.
No.
We know exactly what he was doing. He's a Swiftie. He probably has been one for a long time.
Goodbye, man. Mike's a Swiftie.
He probably sat on there for like 5 hours
know,
trying to get tickets.
I know, he did. He did, for sure. For sure.
All right, let's talk about the World Cup, okay? I just saw a score. Game over. They played 90 minutes, which really, in reality, takes about 3 hours. The final score is 0-0. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, God, here you go. He hates
Why?
Soccer.
Why?
You guys, he hates soccer. I don't know what his problem is.
Like, how?
He just, it's not the world's game. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the most popular sport out there.
Tanzania just played,
Denmark. Yeah.
Okay. 0-0. That's the final score. 0-0. So, Fidel, can you explain to me where the excitement in that is?
I think you have to get excited about like the chances at scoring, not just the scoring itself, but like how close they got to scoring.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So I need to get excited over the fact they can't score.
Yeah. Like when they have like the corner kicks and all that stuff and they do the sets, you got to get excited about their sets and all that.
Okay. Here's a good example.
What?
Okay. You watch the most boring game in the history of television. which is golf. Let me finish. Why is it they don't get holes in one more often?
Golf is completely different.
Would you call that exciting, Spadale?
No, it's really boring.
I would never watch
exactly.
Golf.
On every single hole, you score.
You know, but
the
you
whole
know,
idea is scoring. That's everything.
Why
in sports.
Don't they get more holes?
It's to have the lowest score you can get.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going for the lowest score. That's called
scoring. Which is not scoring. That's low.
No, it is scoring. It's scoring.
Exactly.
You guys.
I want the lowest score possible. Oh, that sounds like a fun game.
I will say this.
I mean, you take your 0-0 and think about golf, buddy. I want to score so low.
All right, I apologize. It's the world sport.
Thank you.
And it's very, very exciting. And I can't wait to see another game today.
So you didn't think that it was more exciting than golf? Come on.
No, not even close.
Oh, my
not even close.
God.
Every shot in golf means something. Every shot. In soccer, they just go back and forth, like rats.
But,
they just go back and forth, like mice in a cage, man.
But listen.
It's just nothing gets accomplished.
Their stamina and their athleticism. That thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. And then how they fall down and they're hurt all the time.
Okay, I can't stand that.
You know,
I
give you that. I mean, they can run. They can run. They're good runners.
And their acting skills, Oscar winning.
I will say Qatar looks like a wonderful.
It's Qatar.
Qatar looks like a wonderful place. It does. I mean, that the skyline, it looks very rich.
Yeah.
It does look rich, but unfortunately, they're not nice people.
They're not?
Well, their government is not nice.
Yeah, they're not nice.
They're bad people. I mean, the government.
The government's bad.
They're very bad. But what are they calling it? Sports washing?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, sports washing. It's because we're so excited about the World Cup that we don't care about
overlook everything
else.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you don't like gays? Well, today it's okay. You know?
Yeah, because we're there for the
right.
sport.
But
only
after,
the sport.
After the game's over, then we're like, damn you people!
Yeah.
it's barbarians. It's called sports washing.
Yeah.
And it's a thing.
And that's what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, last thing about soccer. The hottest guys in any sport.
Really?
OMG.
I saw a couple of dudes yesterday. I thought they were hideous.
And
one looked like a lurch out there.
Well, I'm not talking about Poland. They are.
Poland's about to play
Poland. I know Poland's a little.
Yeah.
And those are my people, so I can say that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, there you go. A sports update from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I think we covered the World Cup for you, right?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how you you find out something about someone and then you like them even more?
Oh, yeah.
Not like that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No, I meant.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you betcha.
No, I found out something about Carson. It makes me like him more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, this is boring.
Let me tell you what it was.
It started off so promising.
It kind of did. He cried at the King Soopers commercial.
Which commercial?
The one that's playing right now. Have you not seen it?
Oh, low, low, low,
no,
low.
No. Not that one.
Low, low, low makes you cry?
No. It's about the guy, and he's reminiscing about his late wife and how they first met. She brought over a pie for their first Thanksgiving together, and then apparently she passed away, and now he went out to King Soopers, got all the fixings to make her famous pie, and made it and ate it in her memory. It's so sad.
It really is sad.
King Soopers is running an ad about a dead wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can click on and watch the whole movie and he said it was really sad. It's sad. It's like it's the mom's pie.
It's a tearjerker. And then their little daughter comes in and she's like, I want some of that pie. She shares it with her dad.
Isn't that touching?
Crazy. Just crazy.
It's really sad.
He came in. This is a true story. He came in and he goes, oh my God, did you see the King Soopers new commercial out? And I was like, No, because it just came out when you told me. And he goes, oh my God, it'll kind of move you. It's like, I had, what?
Oh, I see what's going on here.
What?
It's a setup so that he can go into Bachelor in Paradise.
No, that's not
right?
No.
Because it's his sensitive side. No. And then he rolls into Bachelor in Paradise to do an update on that.
That's pretty funny.
I get it. I get it. I get it. It all connects.
No, but every time it comes on, I think of Carson. And I watched the commercial and I was like, where's the moving part?
Is no one else affected by this commercial like I am? Come on, it's like we're supposed to be happy and not...
The only thing that is like about the commercial is like I see that the grandpa wants to eat before everybody else. He's kind of rude.
What? He made the pie in memory of his late wife. The guy is grieving.
And the moving part is tequila.
Oh, I bet you were having Trulies.
Yeah, there you go. A little tequila will make you cry. No.
By the way, yesterday when I was with this group of people at the oyster bar or whatever, somebody had heard that you don't know the woman that does the ear ringing.
Oh, the tinnitus.
Tinnitus. And with all her chick friends, all her chick doctors. I guess they live in the same neighborhood. And she knows about you.
She does?
Oh, no.
What does she know?
That you don't know her?
Yeah, probably don't. Does she live in the same neighborhood, though?
As one of my friends. And they're like, she, I guess, is like... Oh, you know, I guess there was a guy on the radio and he was saying that I only hire other female doctors.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, but she did hire two men now.
She did?
Yeah, she's got two men.
Well, it's about time.
And BJ's never seen this commercial, ever.
I've never seen
it. It's so funny.
I have no idea. Oh, my ringing in my ear stopped, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
it went on for about a week.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Then yesterday, I didn't feel so good. And then when it cleared up, it went away.
It might have been just a little congestion in your ears.
I think
so. Yep. All right. Speaking of Carson being sensitive and he cried.
Here we go.
Some other people said they cried too.
Right? It's emotional.
But then they said, but I was drunk.
Exactly.
Whatever.
So going into this is The Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, yeah. So it's 2 hours. We're getting down to where the couples have to make the tough decision if they're going to stay together. Or they're going to just break up.
The tough decision. Wow. That's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it is. Number two.
I just feel like I'm like your fun, cool aunt and like not your girlfriend. I'm not looking for someone that just like continues like to be social media free, TikToks all over the place. Like,
all right.
I'm not. Like, you're a great person, but I'm not looking for that.
I'm not that though. I don't know what, I've never even mentioned that. All these things you're saying, none of this was mentioned before. Like,
I know,
TikToks, and like, that has nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah, like, I want a man. Like, I don't want someone that's on
TikTok. You're saying I'm not a man?
I'm not saying you're not, but I don't want someone at their house making TikToks and dancing and like...
I don't do that, though. This is almost like disrespectful right now, what you're doing to me. I have nothing negative to say about you.
I'm not trying to say anything negative. I'm just looking for a man right now. I'm looking for my person. I'm looking to be in love.
It doesn't mean I'm not a man, though.
It doesn't
mean I'm not a man, though.
Oh, my God.
I have a real, real question for everyone, okay? Just a 51059. Do you guys listen to the clips from that? I mean, because I feel like I was doodling. And
oh, you just tuned it out as soon as it comes on?
Yeah, because I just, and be honest, like if you like it or if you're like, I'm also, I just go away. Like, because I want
to
know.
Yeah. I'd like to know if you crashed your car during that too. Because I could see people running off the road on that one.
Oh my God. All right. Two other things that, well, I guess we have an hour. I want to bring up later, which is foot Botox. It's the new thing sweeping the nation.
Oh, really?
I'm reading about it, and I want to be in the end, so I'll let you know what that's about. Huh. So it's called foot Botox. The other thing is one of my friends said that what we're supposed to do when you host Thanksgiving is you have to ask everybody their dietary restrictions and accommodate them.
No way.
Yeah. And then the final question is this. If you had to spend... an entire weekend. Mm-hmm. You get two choices.
Okay.
All right? An entire weekend. World Cup or Hallmark movies. Oh. That's a good one for you. Because you hate soccer. Hallmark movies that are always going to be different.
Yeah.
Or your stupid theory of 0-0 is boring. All weekend.
Mm-hmm. So death isn't an option?
That's off the table.
You can't go with C.
There you go. Tell it, Trash.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westward Magazine. Just maybe.
Oh my God.
And not only that, you can hear us on the Odyssey app all over America.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
That was a dig.
Sometimes.
Just saying.
Well, just forget it. All right, let's get to the dietary obligations.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand this.
Restrictions.
All right, so it's either going to be, well, it makes sense. It's either on the person attending or the person hosting, right?
It's on the host.
Okay. And you're saying that it's on the host.
I'm not saying that. Somebody at the table.
Somebody told you.
Told
that.
You. It is. It's like.
Man,
it's
I don't know.
Molly Manners or whoever that person is.
Yeah.
That said, and everybody agreed that if you're hosting, then that means that you care about these people. And so you want to make an impression on them and care about what they want to eat. So you accommodate their dietary restrictions.
And you also make a list so next year you don't invite these people.
It's
again.
Like, well, like she okay. said that her sister is gluten-free. And right now, as every woman knows, like that's the rage, right? Everybody's gluten-free because we found out gluten is bad and we found out that it might make us skinnier. So we're all gluten-free. And there's a lot of fakes out there like, Brie.
Be careful because this makes people angry.
I know it does.
I've brought this up before and man, do they jump down your throat like, oh, you don't understand the whole gluten, what it causes. And
oh my, he just took up for Brie off the air. I go, let me guess. Like, you know. I like Brie. But we go, let me guess. She's one of the fake Highlands Ranch girls. It's not she's got celiac disease and needs to be gluten-free. And then he took up for her.
Well, the thing is that her mom has celiac disease.
Sure, she
and
does.
And it developed delayed. So she needs to watch what
developed
she eats.
Delayed.
It developed late. So she yeah, needs to watch what she I eats have. While she's younger because she doesn't want to develop celiac disease.
I have delayed celiac disease
you
too.
Do?
Yeah, because I live in the ranch, man. So what happens.
That's something you can get down the road and you don't have it early in life?
Yeah, if you want to be skinny all of a sudden.
Really?
You can develop it, yes.
It's this new. I mean, it's not new. Right. It's been around for a long time. But we're all like, oh, wow. So you like kind of get a little skinnier, a couple pounds. Oh, yeah, I'm gluten-free.
So you're saying that some people use it as an excuse?
Yeah.
All the time. All right.
Yeah.
Now, back to the who it's on, though.
So it's her sister. And so she's like, well, I always accommodate her because she flies in and I make her gluten-free food.
51059. Who's it on? The host or the guest? I mean, because if you're the guest and you have dietary restrictions, wouldn't you just bring some of your own food or something that you possibly is a part of your diet?
Well, I will say that when I told you this, when we had a friend over, well, he wasn't really a friend, but he was a friend of a friend. He was a Hasidic Jew, and like their tongs can't touch, and they're like nothing can touch other stuff. It's like a whole thing. And he brought his own food. He brought his own everything.
Really? Like a picnic basket?
Yeah, he did. He had bags.
All of his stuff with
because
him.
Because he has to eat a certain way, all Hebrew and stuff.
All right, well, then that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
And then if you have a gluten-free diet, then you probably show up with
but
some items.
But she's flying in.
Well, you can still go to the store.
Well, I mean, it's like she gets in Wednesday night. She needs to go to the store to get her own meal. No, your sister accommodates your gluten-freeness.
All right. Well, see, you didn't go. You said that you thought it was on the person attending.
I totally do, but I know she's listening, so I'm going to agree with her. Even though I think it's stupid, and
you
I don't
dumb,
think her sister
dumb.
Is gluten-free.
We think it's a big, fat lie.
Now, who all is coming to your house? Oh, you're going.
Yeah, going.
So let's say that you are doing a sugar-free diet, right? So would you tell Lisa's mom, hey, listen, I'm on a sugar-free diet. Like, don't put any sugar in the yams or
nope.
whatever. You wouldn't?
No. I would not.
Would you just not eat it?
Well, because why would I have them change the recipe of her dish in order to just accommodate me when everybody else here loves sugar.
Right, but then the problem is that she made all this food and you're not even going to eat it.
Well, I'll eat pieces here and there that doesn't have. I'd have to pick and choose.
You know, people are literally are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Some
right?
people are. I'm not necessarily that, though, because I wouldn't complain about it. I wouldn't demand something. I would just work around the edges and eat what I needed to eat and let it go at that. Yeah.
So we are starting a new contest tomorrow morning. I don't know if you know this. It's no Taylor Swift, but what we're going to do is we're going to give away seats at Dylan's table.
Oh,
Dylan's table.
Schmidl's table.
Wow.
Yeah.
Schmidl, are you doing Thanksgiving?
He's doing Thanksgiving. Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
He's doing Friendsgiving.
It's just me, my uncle, and my dad, so we got a lot of room, you know?
Yep. So,
so we're going to load it
we're
up.
We're going to give away seats.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, dude, watch football all day. I mean, there's going to be three games to watch, a lot of food, you know, some snacks.
Here's my next Texnado question. Would you actually want to go there?
I'm actually curious to know, yes.
I kind of would want to go.
I
want to see the mechanics of the uncle, the dad, and the dill.
Well,
it'd be like a research project.
Yeah, I just want to see it.
In my house, it's the same way, but I just feel like that I'd find like a dog hair on your rolls. You know,
Lucy doesn't shed.
I'm just saying. But my house is the same way, okay? So don't take it personal, but I feel like I'd find the hair on the rolls.
But don't you want to see the interactions?
I do.
Like, yes. You know, and just know how it works. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not interested in that?
The dynamics?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be fascinating. Like,
who leads prayer?
Do they
before the meal?
And like, what do you guys argue about?
Do you guys
about?
Do a prayer before the meal?
We have lots of questions.
You don't do one?
No.
Yeah.
Do you guys have arguments?
No, it's just mostly my uncle complaining about like politics and then me going, yeah, those guys suck because I don't want to like get into it.
Yeah.
Don't want to engage.
Who cooks the bird?
My dad.
Your dad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is he a good cook?
He's good at cooking certain things and turkeys are one of them.
And now, do you have a train that you bring to go around the turkey?
Do you take a picture?
That's an inside joke.
That's the day after Thanksgiving when we're setting up our tree. Yeah.
Dylan says he has a train that goes around the tree.
I'm taking a picture of it this year.
Oh, boy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, morning show here on this Tuesday, couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And Schmidl, I've got another question for you about you and your dad and your uncle.
Okay.
I have some questions, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I like this
game. You want to fire first?
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, for example, do you guys have place settings and glassware?
No.
What do you guys eat on?
Just regular plates, like the ones that we use every day.
And what kind of glassware?
Liter, pint, beer glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking.
And do you guys have a runner?
What's a runner?
Down the middle of the table?
No.
Like fabric?
So we set everything up in the kitchen where it's just like, you kind of go in there, you make your own plate.
Okay.
And then you go sit in the living room and you watch football while you eat.
So it's lap time.
Yeah.
Oh, lap food.
Okay.
Yeah. Jamie. What? These are the worst questions.
Well, what is yours?
Well, a runner to him is DoorDash. Okay.
Sorry. I'm guessing you don't have a centerpiece.
No.
Do you, your uncle, and your dad get up in your underwear, sit on the couch, and watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade? Do you guys sit there and really enjoy the parade until Santa Claus comes rolling by, and then officially it's the holidays?
Yeah, we watch that every year. Yeah.
Do you know I hate that parade?
What?
Why?
I hate
no.
it. It is so stupid.
Oh, I love it. I watch it every year too.
It's all these washed up celebrities in convertibles that are pretending like they sing. It's just dumb.
So you don't feel the festivities of the holiday having that, and you don't have to watch it. Just having it on in the house.
It's dumb. Balloons. Yay.
Man, every day you're starting to sound more and more like me.
No, but I mean, don't you agree? It's like washed up celebrities in convertibles, like trying to sing along to the track.
I do agree with that. It is a little staged.
Yeah. And then what's with a bunch of people walking down the street with a balloon?
Oh, no, I love the float. Yeah.
That's what? Why I like it.
What part is awesome?
Dude, they got Pokemon, they got Sonic, yeah, sometimes they have Mega Man. Yeah, well, Power Rangers.
I guess you guys like stuffed animals, too.
It's a family tradition. We do it every year.
I will tell you that Santa Claus is the best dressed Santa Claus on the planet.
Yeah, agreed. Yes.
Macy's does it right.
Santa looks good.
Santa is the highlight of the parade.
He does look good.
And he looks awesome.
Right. I mean, I agree. The fact that he flies in and does a little, what's up, bitches? Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. 15 guys pulling, Bullwinkle down the street doesn't mean much for me either.
It's a flying stuffed animal.
And not only that, yes, you're exactly right. Not only that, you're talking about washed up, outdated celebrities that are there in convertibles. Well, so are the balloons. Yeah. I mean, who watches Bullwinkle?
I don't think they pull Bullwinkle down the street anymore, man.
No, but
they
Snoopy
haven't done that for like 20 years.
Shut up, Spadil. Yes, they do. And they bring Popeye.
No, now they got Pikachu comes and down Mega Man and Sonic.
I mean, like at least the Rose Parade is impressive because those are all petals and it's like a piece of
made
art.
Out of flowers, yeah.
This is plastic with helium. Woo.
It's all time. I love it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving from BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. You know, I ain't worried. I don't know why I do worry.
I don't know why I worry.
All
right, what?
It's you.
What?
It's you.
It was you.
This morning, 6 a.m., I said, Jamie White, have you booked your trip? You said, nope. I'm going to do it during the show today. Right? Mm-hmm. Carson, did you hear that?
Yep, I heard it.
She said, I'm going to do it during the show today. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's even taking a look at it? No. You know why? Because she can't find the damn deed to her house. Now, I know that doesn't make sense to most of you, but in order to get a mailbox key, she's got to find... Look, no, you got to get home for the holidays. The mailbox can wait.
No,
there's nothing in there that you need.
There probably is. I mean,
I don't know.
She gets a lot of important mail most of the time.
I do. Yeah, it's very important.
Look, when the lights
are
turned off.
I get all my dad's mail, right? So I had it all forwarded from his estate. And it's like wiener pills.
Yeah, I know.
And guns. That's what I get forwarded.
Wiener pills.
That mailbox or mailman, mailwoman must be like, oh my God, is she crazy? It's all guns and like wiener stuff.
Maybe that's why they won't give you a key.
Maybe so. They think I'm a perv or something. Yeah. Old man.
Look. You got to get online. You got to get this ticket booked, okay? I don't know why I'm worried about it, but I just want you to get home for the holidays.
I know
there's somebody waiting on you in another town.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Patiently waiting for Jamie White to get off that plane and sashay her way over.
Sashay?
Well, I don't know.
Show me sashay. What is...
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. The
is one
like
of
this.
My legs shorter than the other?
You walk into the airport like this, right?
Yeah.
But is this sashaying or
it's
what?
It's like a Bee Gees walk almost. Yeah.
You can tell, but we have one. It was me. Anyway.
But you're leaving who does this? You're leaving tomorrow. You haven't even looked into this.
Why do you care? Isn't it my problem?
It is your problem. It is your problem. But for some reason, I carry the load myself.
He's invested.
Well, it's just because I'm such a good guy. You know? I worry about things like
really?
This.
Yeah. No, it'll be fine. All right. I'll get on a flight. I do this all the time.
Yeah.
And you do that all the time.
I don't push it like you do. I've only pushed it like once in the last couple of years. I normally book mine about a month out.
I will say there was 1 year that it was bad. I couldn't get on a flight, and so I started looking at private charters. Ooh, those are expensive. Yeah.
You push it to the very end every single time. I guarantee you, she will not book this trip going back home until tomorrow morning.
How about this?
That she will not do it
today. Next 20 minutes, I book it, so you'll be fine. Because it's like, who cares?
That's no way to treat a person that cares. A person that cares about your common good, and you treat me like I'm a joke or something?
You know what's weird is my Facebook memory of last weekend. Yeah. Do you know what came up as my Facebook memory? I'll tell you. your son was being flighted for life fitted, and my dad's house burnt down. All like in that same weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It was like
that was the same weekend?
Yes. Because it was the same freaking weekend.
Man.
It wasn't that the worst weekend for the show in our lives?
Yeah, it was a bad weekend.
It was a bad weekend.
Yeah, I fed my kids some spoiled chicken, folks.
Yeah.
Put him in the hospital.
But you know what you wrote in the life letter? Because I have the letter that you wrote to everybody saying what happened.
Yeah.
You said, wait, I'll find it. I posted it. You lied.
I said, no, I lied?
Yeah. Yeah, you lied. Because remember, you're a, what's the word? Something, liar. A word here, liar.
Pathological.
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just saying, yeah, that's the word. Yeah,
let me find it.
All right, look. Here's what I did. I remember now.
Okay.
I wrote it when I posted that it was flight for life,
mm-hmm.
I wrote it to try to get me out of any lawsuits.
Your son is not going to sue you.
You never know, Jamie. You never know. Family will sue family. I've seen it happen before, and I wanted to make sure that there was nothing documented that showed it was my fault.
But, I mean, the way, because I know the real story, and then the way you lied about it is like, oh, my God. You are, I mean, like, you're a liar, okay? You're a liar.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
And here's what actually happened.
Here it is. Yes.
I had a packet of chicken that I bought at King Sippers. And I forgot about it. It fell out of the bag and it ended up inside my vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and stayed there for several days.
Oh.
Smelled good to me. So I prepared it. I prepared it for dinner one night,
uh-huh.
and it put my kid in the hospital.
Flight for life in the hospital. Yeah. Here's what you wrote.
What?
This is November 20th, 2014. Just a quick explanation. My 21-year-old son, Austin, came down with a virus.
Yeah, he did. Man, if you remember, that was a horrible year for viruses.
Flu was rampant.
2014.
Oh, look it up. Look it up in the annals of viruses.
My 21-year-old son, Austin, came down with a virus last weekend.
Yeah, he sure did.
As it worsened, he was put on flight for life Monday night. The virus caused heart and intestinal damage.
Yeah, sure did.
He's getting much better.
Oh, there's nothing about food poisoning in that.
Thank you, flight for life experts, nurses, and all the doctors for saving his life. I could never repay them. This was a nasty virus.
Yep. I would not hesitate to use that post in court in a heartbeat. I really would.
You totally lied. Yeah.
That was a bad year for viruses, if you remember.
Very bad.
938.
BJ and Jamie.
See, if it weren't for me.
What?
You wouldn't be going to St. Louis.
Listen.
See, I stay on your and finally you get off your and you go ahead and book it.
There's so many flights available, it's not even funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're probably paying, let me guess, $2,000.
$538, first class.
Oh.
$538,
mm-hmm.
first class.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Last minute.
Yep. Tomorrow. I leave tomorrow.
Wait a minute. A month ago, I flew to Nashville to see my mom, and mine was $680 round trip.
And you were in the middle seat.
And I was in the middle of the seat.
Right?
And you're paying $500 first class?
Yeah.
I hate airlines.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you always freak out and stuff, and sometimes you get better deals, in my opinion.
Oh, man. So. What was I thinking?
I don't know. But it's okay now. It's all done, Pumpkin?
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're taken care of. All right, tomorrow is Wednesday, so our last show before the big holiday weekend.
Gobble, gobble.
Don't miss it. Should be fun.
You know why turkeys are so ugly?
Wait, why?
Because they got a pecker on their face.
That's a chicken joke. It's not a turkey joke.
It works both ways.
Yeah, they can do it both ways. Yeah.
They got a pecker on their face?
Yeah.
What would you call that thing?
Well, they don't peck, really.
Yes, they peck.
They got a beak.
They peck. How do you think they eat?
Here, I got my gobble.
What,
here,
they have a knife and fork?
I got this all prepared for tomorrow. I'm going to play this every 20 seconds on the program tomorrow, folks. So I'll just let you know.
Oh, my God.
Over and over. All morning long.
Yes.
That's me. And I'm going to say, Turkey Harry is in studio with us. And here's Harry. Hey, say hi, Harry.
Hey, what do they call that? Oh, my God. What do they call that thing that hangs here?
That thing that hangs there.
Yeah.
Are you setting me up for some kind of joke?
No, I just actually wondered.
Hey, what is that called? Is it the wobbler? Is it a...
It's a waddle.
Waddle.
Ah, yeah. I was waddle. Close. Yeah, you were.
I was very close. I know my turkeys. Down, girl. All right, we gotta go.
Do you know if it's a girl or a boy when you eat it?
Oh.
Oh, turkeys?
Yeah. Oh, my God! DJ!
Yeah, I know.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Have a great day.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you tomorrow. God. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Sorry. Stop it. I can't with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.